So we are all Catholics. That's a general statement. There may be some visitors here. But Catholics are part of the larger Christian faith community throughout the world. We're one segment of Christianity. We share the spotlight with others that we know in other denominations, like Episcopalians and Lutherans and Methodists and Presbyterians and Baptists and Fundamentalists and Evangelicals and. So, an extra credit question. What is it that separates Christians from all others in the world? What is there about Christianity that separates us from all others in the world? That can be others, pagans, as well as believers of other religions. What is it that separates us? What's the fundamental difference between us and others in the world? Yes. Was there a hand?
Belief in Jesus Christ.
Okay. That was not the answer I was looking for, but that is fundamental, of course. But presuming that, and thank you very much for speaking up, because it's hard to do that in a group, and that is fundamental, is our belief in Jesus Christ. As believers in Jesus Christ, then, what makes us different from everyone else?
The Trinity.
I'm going to just shout out answers. The Trinity, love.
Our sins are forgiven.
Our sins are forgiven.
Salvation from the cross.
Eucharist?
All of the above.
Okay. Good place to stop. That's a tough crowd. We heard it in the gospel today. The $64 million answer, Jesus' command to love our enemies, makes us different. There is no other philosophy, there is no other religion on this earth that purports this radical challenge to its believers and followers. What separates us from everyone else as Christian people is our command to love our enemies. When Jesus spoke about this, he did something that no one had ever done before. He gave this new standard based not just on the requirements of justice, which justice means simply giving each person their due, but he based the law on grace and love. And I heard that word, love. This would be and is forever a radical departure from the old law into which Jesus came. So, those of us who profess Christianity are to be a different breed in the world. We're supposed to witness something totally different than the way the world sometimes invites us to think and act. But before we go ahead and exonerate ourselves with arrogance or with superiority that we're better than anyone else, or
feel privileged because of our exclusive religious membership in the Christian community. You know, we who are Christians aren't the best lovers of our enemies. Think about it for a moment. Think about it in terms of the Lord's Prayer, that prayer that Jesus gave to his disciples when they said, how do we pray each day? How do we address God every single day? And Jesus gave them the words that we pray every day, the Lord's Prayer. And that portion of the Lord's Prayer is, forgive us our trespasses or our sins. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. As we forgive our enemies. It's part and parcel of our daily prayer. Asking God to forgive us as we forgive those who sin against us. And I'm going to say that there is a reason we don't always get that message. It's the way we say those words. And there's a little tiny word in there that does not get emphasized very well. You know, the emphasis has to be on the right syllable. What happens is we say it this way, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who sin against or trespass against us. And perhaps the way we need to be saying that is, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That presumes that we've already done it. We've already forgiven our enemies. It presumes that if we haven't done it, we're at least working on it. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So if someone insults you or tries to take advantage of you, how do you respond? The way the world suggests, with vengeance? Or is there an attempt at reaching out in forgiveness? Who is that person I'm holding out to be reconciled with? You know, we're only a few weeks away from Lent here. And it's maybe a good time to start thinking about what the process is going to be during Lent. Oh, it's cigarette time, it's chocolate time, it's, you know, giving up all those things. And you know, those things don't mean a hill of beans if they don't have anything to do with conversion, with forgiveness. So maybe we can think for this coming Lent, what is the process I'm going to use to perhaps be reconciled with someone? Who is that enemy that I need to work at being reconciled with? Remember, what makes us Christians different from others is grace. Treating others and not as they deserve to be treated. Because that's the one fact we cannot depart from. How do I forgive someone who killed someone I love? How do we forgive in this more global way? How do we forgive people who have murdered others? How do we forgive the person who betrayed me? And here is my situation now, where I'm at, and I'm well below where I thought I would be. It's not about whether or not it's just. It's not about whether or not we feel that they don't deserve something else. It's about how God looks at the situation. And when we heard that in the gospel, God's mercy and love rain on the just and the unjust. His kindness shines on those sinner and saint alike. You see, God seeks our highest good here. Our highest good, what we're capable of doing. And it's about grace. And in all fairness, it's not really totally up to us. Because the challenge that I've been talking about, you might have thought, how do I do that? How am I capable of extending myself? And it's not all about what we are capable of doing, but it's about what God is capable of doing through us. And it's not possible to do without God's grace. And that's the second challenge in this reflection. The challenge of opening myself up past my anger and my desire for vengeance to say, I need help here. All right, I know I should. I don't feel like it. I don't want to do it. But if this is where you are leading me as the Christ, if I am to be truly a Christian, to witness something different in the world because I am a Christian, then I need your help. I can't do this alone. I'll never accomplish it by myself. It's the grace that comes from God that allows us to do this. As Lent approaches quickly, perhaps we can begin to reflect upon a challenge that has surfaced in our lives. One that we can use in this Lent to come to the other side, to come to light and life and resurrection. From the suffering and the death and the darkness of hatred and vengeance and sin. To emerge on the other side of Lent as true Christians in the world. And if for nothing else, for the peace and the victory that comes within us of knowing we have accomplished something good on behalf of our Christian faith, making a difference to all who know us, who love us, and see us.